This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Carissa Thomas. She is a personal development speaker and award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She is here today to talk to us about her book, Foolproof, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Strength, and Relationships. She also teaches nationally through lectures on creating a shift in consciousness. Welcome, Carissa, to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome, and thanks for coming out today on a Saturday. So tell me, first of all, what is your book, Foolproof, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Strength, and Relationships all about?
Well, Foolproof, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Strength, and Relationship is actually a book for every woman who needs to protect herself from herself, to protect herself from the world, and sort of use a new awakened self short eyes that she can see the world through. It has 16 rules to live with for freedom. This book is really about a return to self-love. And this return to self-love, I guess in turn, gives women the strength and confidence that they need to live a more fulfilling, productive life. And the best part about Foolproof is not only it's a return to the self, but it also explores different topics of relationships and different things that the modern woman is actually dealing with today.
Why is it that women need to protect themselves from themselves?
All right. Well, you see, sometimes we can get, I guess, sometimes we can all be our own worst enemy. And over the years, teaching and speaking to different groups and coaching women, it seems that women, more than men, struggle a little bit with her emotional state. So it's sort of like, she needs to protect herself from her emotional state of mind. You know, women are built as nurturers. They're a little bit, they have this extra layer of emotion. And so this emotion can sometimes hurt them in the long run, because it sometimes gets them caught up in unhealthy relationships. And it's just this extra layer of emotion that women need to deal with, which is not so present with men. So I guess that's really what that's about.
Why is it important for women to develop a self-love?
It's important for women to develop self-love because there's a whole lot of benefits to self-love. It brings about confidence. It restores confidence if you've lost it. It gives you the extra push you need to get through. Women are somewhat the backbone of a lot of relationships, so if they need the self-love so that they can give the extra support to their spouses, to their children, to all the people that depend on them. And so they also need that self-love for themselves. So they really have to build a strong foundation with their inner strength, and that's what women have to deal with.
Today we are joined by Carissa Thomas. She is a personal development speaker and an award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She's also speaking with us today about her book, Foolproof, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Strength, and Relationships. She also does teach nationally through lectures on creating a shift in consciousness, and joined us here today on the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Now, how do women develop the strength within themselves as they balance their lives?
I think the way they do that is by loving themselves more. The more they focus on giving themselves the attention that they need, because they spend so much time giving, they give their best meals to their spouse, and they give all the time. So they need to give to themselves. And so the way they develop the strength is by returning the same love that they have for everyone else and returning it to themselves. Show themselves the appreciation that they need so that they can look at the world and approach the world with more balance, because I think sometimes women get distracted with everything that's going on with giving, and it's sort of like rebalancing everything out all over again.
Here's a trick question. What if the woman loves themselves too much? I'm just kidding.
That's definitely a problem too, Eric, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because there is, you know, there is a fine line of overdoing it in anything that we do. So you don't want to get caught up in that as well, because that can also mean it's covering for some other existing problem that's being avoided. So
exactly. Healthy
balance is key.
Well, how is this rule book different from other love and relationship rule books out there?
The way this book is different is that it's not just a rule book. It gives you tips and rules for approaching relationships, but it also holds you accountable, which I think a lot of relationship books don't do. It's all about getting the guy or getting what you want, but it's not really holding yourself accountable so you can make real life changes, because it's only until you make those real changes within yourself, like loving yourself or giving yourself the processing time, the balance, by creating all those different things so that the rest of your life can be what it needs to be. So that's how this book is different. It holds you accountable for your own actions. And that's what we need in some of these other books.
Well, tell us, Carissa, where we can pick up this book, Foolproof, A Woman's Guide.
You can pick up Foolproof anywhere. It's everywhere. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on my website at ineedashift.com. That's ineedashift, ineedashift.com. But it's everywhere. It's in your local bookstores, so it's worldwide.
Excellent. And finally, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip and conclusion?
All right. Well, rule number one, don't ever let anyone make a fool out of you.
Very, very well said. I like that. We've been talking with Carissa Thomas, a personal development speaker and award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She is also the author of the book Foolproof, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love, Strength, and Relationships. And a website of reference to pick up the book Foolproof, it's ineedashift.com. Carissa, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.